Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Now it is time, as I mentioned, to talk a little baseball at the All-Star break with former Major League Baseball general manager, executive of the year, and now an analyst for Sirius XM, and I believe in Miami for the festivities for All-Star week. Jim Bowden joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Jim, it's good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. We just got done calling the Futures game for Sirius XM, and it was amazing to watch Vladimir Guerrero Jr., the son of Vladimir Guerrero, put on the show that he did, 18-year-old kid. And in watching him take batting practice, it was extremely impressive. And then we watched him get a couple of hits in the ballgame, score a couple of runs. But to think the next generation Guerrero has a chance to be this good, it was certainly an eye-opening today.
Does he still have as big a hitting zone, as big a hitting radius, if you will, as his old man did? His old man would swing at things that were bouncing next to his toes, Jim.
Yeah, he's the complete opposite of his dad, honestly, in terms of that. In fact, he has more walks than strikeouts this year. He has tremendous plate discipline, and he's got a bigger frame, actually, a wider frame than his dad did. But he's got his dad's power, that's for sure. And he certainly has his dad's hit tool and his energy as well. But it looks like the plate discipline is going to be a lot better than daddy's was, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, plate discipline, one thing. And also, there's the discipline of being a pro. We're seeing a lot of second-generation guys nowadays who, you know, came up watching, maybe even being in the clubhouse around their dads. How big an advantage does a guy like that have, having basically been almost brought up and raised in the game?
Yeah, it's a big advantage. There's no doubt. When you grow up in major league dugouts and clubhouses, you learn how to carry yourself. You learn how to prepare. You learn the work ethic. And certainly in this Futures game, we had four or five guys. Dante Bichette's son, Bo Bichette, who's actually a teammate on the Blue Jays with Vladimir Guerrero, was there. Cal Quantrill, the Padres, pitching this game. Of course, his dad, Paul Quantrill, pitched for many years. So I don't think there's any question that it's a big advantage when you're a young kid and you grow up around it, and that's why we see so many second and even third generation players like the Boone family.
Yeah, no question. Jim Bowden joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Jim, can you put us in the shoes of a general manager right now here at the All-Star break? As for fans, I think the All-Star break is sort of a time to celebrate the game, home run derby, the game itself, just sort of the whole 4-day, you know, 3-4-day festival that it is. For a general manager with the trade deadline just 3 weeks away, does this provide a sort of juncture in the calendar? Is this an instrumental juncture in the calendar to maybe progress on getting some deals done?
Yeah, there's no doubt that from the All-Star break all the way to the 31st of July, all of your concentration literally is on how do I get my team better, either today if you have a contending team, or how do I rebuild my team for the future? You know, if you're a team like the Oakland Athletics or Chicago White Sox, you know, you're focused on selling your players and trying to get as many prospects as you can. If you're a contending team like Washington, even with their big lead over Atlanta, which is now 9.5 games, you know that you've got to get a closer if you want a chance at a World Series. So Mike Rizzo, their GM, is going to spend a lot of time trying to figure out a way to get that closer between now and the 31st. So it's a very important time for GMs. If you're the Astros, you're trying to get another starter to go with Keuchel and McCullers. I mean, even though you've won 60 games and lead by 16.5 and know you're going to the postseason already, you're worried about October. You're not worried about where you're going to finish. You know you're going to finish in first. So, yeah, it's a very important time. There's no question. And then when you're a team like Detroit that's in a lot of trouble, 10 games under 500, with a roster filled with no trade contracts, inflated contracts, declining players, I mean, you need to rebuild. You need to find a taker for J.D. Martinez and Kinsler, maybe even Verlander at V-Mart, and maybe even Miggy. I mean, you better rebuild quick, or you're in for many, many years of pain like the Phillies have just gone through.
Yeah, no question about that. Jim Bowden joining me on CBS Sports Radio. How hard is that to do, Jim? The part where, you know, I think it's, if you have all the assets in the world, that can be difficult from one thing, just knowing when to pull the trigger on something. But you mentioned these teams that have these bloated deals. How do you go about structuring a deal where you can convince a team to take on contracts like that? Is there a lot of money involved to say, hey, we'll pay for part of the salary? Like what's the sort of the construct and the conversations behind deals like that?
You got to be really flexible. Let's put ourselves in Al Avila's shoes, the GM of the Tigers. Let's take Verlander as an example. He's got an inflated contract. He's having a down year. But certainly he would fit nicely with the Dodgers, who need a right-handed starter. He'd fit nicely with the Cubs because Arrieta's going to leave at the end of the year as a free agent. Two teams that can afford that type of salary, but they're not going to take it as is. But if you get the right prospect package back, you got to be willing to pay $10 million, $20 million, maybe even $30 million to make the deal work. Or if you're not getting the prospect return you like, you put more pressure on them to take the full salary or some compromise in between. Flexibility is the key, and that's what you've got to do. If you're running a team and you're trying to sell your assets and your assets aren't performing up to the contracts or the no-trade clauses are in the way, you know what? You got to be creative. You got to be honest with your players. You got to be honest with the other GMs. But you got to work it, because if you don't, you don't want to be sitting here in the offseason stuck with the same team you're stuck with right now. It's 10 games under 500.
Yeah, how much has the second wild card spot changed the dynamic at this time of year, with maybe more teams thinking, hey, we got a shot, and if we get in, it's one game, anything can happen, and then we're into the divisional series. How much has that second wild card changed the dynamic at the trade deadline?
It does affect it a lot. Let's take the American League right now. We only have three teams that are not within five games of the playoffs. Only three teams. Tigers, White Sox, A's, that's it. So the rest of the teams, they're not going to throw the towel in yet. The Orioles, even though they're 7.5 games in the division, they're only four out in the wild card, and they have no starting pitching. So why would you sell? I mean, you're going to sit there and try to buy. You're going to try to get starting pitching here, knowing that you've got the bullpen, you've got the offense, to be able to pull this off. You know, you have a team that just dominates at home. They're 25-16 at home. So, it's going to change it, because you're talking to American League teams right now, you know, Oakland, White Sox, Tigers, that's it. That's the only teams. Now, a little bit different in the National League, at least in my view, because the National League has a lot more sellers. San Francisco, San Diego, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh should sell, Philadelphia, the Mets, the Marlins, even the Braves. So it's a much different dynamic in dealing with National League GMs right now, because there's going to be a lot of veteran players in the NL that are going to be available.
So with that in mind, Jim, if you had to, you know, if you were putting your whiteboard on the wall and you were writing your names down, especially with starting pitching, we know that teams are always looking for pitching. What would your sort of big board of available names look like right now over the next few weeks?
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy with the board, to be honest with you, but we know Jose Quintana and Sonny Gray are the two most likely starters to be moved, but both of them comes with a lot of question marks. There's other starting pitchers that may or may not go that I'm going to monitor. I'm going to monitor Ervin Santana in Minnesota. Even though the Twins only three games out, one out in the wild card, we know that Thad Levine wants to build long-term. So I'm going to watch and see how the Twins play out of the All-Star break, hoping they don't get off to a good start and maybe he becomes available. I'm going to keep talking to Neil Huntington in Pittsburgh on Gerrit Cole. And although you have to pay a huge price, that would be one guy that I would be targeting. We know that Jeremy Hellickson is going to be available coming out of Philadelphia, but it's a very thin market for starting pitching. We've heard Julio Teheran's name out of Atlanta, but they're again asking for a big asking price coming back in this deal. There's lesser starters available, like Scott Feldman of Cincinnati who could be out there. You got some big contracts in San Francisco they'd like to dump, but I'm not sure who's going to take more, Samardzija. And everyone's concerned about Cueto opting out, so he may or may not go there. So outside of Gray or Quintana, there's a lot of question marks. A lot more names are available, though, bullpen names. Brad Hand of the Padres is probably the most sought-after reliever right now in the game. A.J. Preller, their GM, told me yesterday he's had more calls on Brad Hand than any player since he joined the San Diego Padres. So it's
wow.
going to be interesting to see where he goes. We know that Dave Robertson of the White Sox is on the block. So he could go at some point. Other relievers like Pat Neshek of Philadelphia, he'll be gone at some point. Addison Reed of the Mets, we expect to be traded. Oakland's got both Sean Doolittle and Ryan Matson. We expect both of them to be gone. So I see a very active reliever market, but the starting market's really not what people were hoping it was going to be, at least so far.
Jim Bowden. He is at Jim Bowden, B-O-W-D-E-N, at Jim Bowden, MLB, on Twitter if you want to give him a follow. Jim, I know it's a busy week with the All-Star Game and all the festivities. Appreciate you making a few minutes, and thanks for the insight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.